Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, man? 624. Up? All right, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Other great Bud products like Bud Next, which is 100 calories, zero carbs. I don't know how that is possible, but they did it. Also, the new neutrals, which are effing tasty, bro.
Oof. Oof. A few of them over the weekend.
Oof.
I said that last weekend, too, because that wasn't good, man.
And the weekend before, and the weekend before that.
Since they came out, really, which was
what they're there for, buddy.
All right, let's kick it off with some scores, man. NBA yesterday, Heat beat the Hawks 115-91. This is crazy, man. This is the 2022 NBA playoffs. Basically, this what that means is the 2022 NBA where they play defense playoffs, first round. You know what's funny? No, seriously, NBA playoffs, I'm going to do the scores. Well, not this week because we have things going on this week, but next week. You're going to see it. The scores are going to be like 90, 110, 105, not 140.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, Hawks beating the Heat beating the Hawks 115-91. Celtics beat the Nets 115-114. Bucks beating the Bulls 93-86.
What defense, bro?
Suns beating the Pelicans 110-99. So, I'm serious. That's a thing.
Yep.
So now everybody's starting to buckle down and get down into a stance when the other team has a ball.
Yeah.
Tonight, Raptors going to be in Philadelphia playing 76ers, 7:30. Jazz going to be in Dallas playing the Mavs at 8:30. Nugs going to be in Golden State playing the Warriors at 10 o'clock, man. So, and you know what? This is when NBA does get a little bit more exciting. And you know what? I have a feeling that it's going to be really exciting this year just because the pressure's on. Because March Madness was so good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's going to be something to that. Because the NBA is probably looking at the viewership in how much college basketball is up. It's because they're playing basketball. People like that. You know, so I don't know. I'm kind of excited for it.
I like it, buddy. Good. Finally, these overpaid athletes are doing what they're supposed to do for the rest of the season. Yeah.
You're going to see them play professionally all the way through. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, look at these guys know how to post up. They know how to play defense. This is great.
Yeah.
This is great.
Chest it up, man. All right. Major League Baseball yesterday. Get through these scores real quick. Tigers beat the Royals. That was postponed. That was postponed because of rain yesterday. Rays beating the White Sox 9-3. Cubs beating the Rockies 6-4. Tonight, White Sox going to be over in Cleveland at 6:10. Tampa Bay going to be playing Chicago. Going to be in Chicago playing the Cubs at 7:40. So, in the baseball, there you go, man. Get to some more stories with baseball. Over in Japan, a 20-year-old pitcher named Roki Sasaki. I kind of like that name. Roki Sasaki.
It's good. It really rolls off the tongue. Roki Sasaki. You know?
Making history, Brock. He pitched the first perfect game in the Nippon Professional Baseball League. I think that's how you say it, Nippon.
Close enough.
Since 1994. In his next start, he pitched another 8 perfect innings, extending the streak to 17 consecutive perfect innings. Streak still alive.
Wow.
What? Wow.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know so little about baseball. I think it should just be all steroids and home run derbies.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
You can still – perfect game is just as long as there's no one on base, right?
Well, I'm sorry.
Because you
man.
Can still
this is
get –
the sport I know the least about.
Because,
it's
like –
sad because it's American sport.
Their teammates can help out. I think it's as long as no one gets on base because there's been times where you pitch a perfect game, but people still get hits. It's
no,
just,
I – Do they get hits?
I think
no.
So.
No, I don't think so.
How?
No, I just don't. I think it's just swinging. It strikes all the way. Boom, boom, boom. I don't think anybody gets on base.
I don't think so. No one gets on base, but that doesn't mean that a guy doesn't hit a pop fly and a guy catches it. That's what I think.
Really?
Can you still.
It's not really a perfect game.
Hits in a perfect, perfect. Brian said I am correct. Brian said I'm correct.
Really?
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
You're correct on that. So you know what? No, that needs to change.
So you think, like, literally, no ball can be hit in a perfect
game? Nobody hits a ball. I mean, that pitch is just whipping it into the catcher's glove all game. Boom, boom, boom. Just a bunch of dust. swing and a miss, swing and a miss, strike, strike. Has that ever happened? So you can pitch a perfect game and somebody can hit it. No. It'd be like, okay, I got a hole in one, but it took me two shots to get there.
It's already a really impressive feat not having
it. It is an impressive feat, but come on.
You're doubling down saying, no, a ball cannot be. It literally has to go from the pitcher to the catcher.
To the glove.
With no interference.
No interference.
For eight full innings.
Yeah. Is it impossible? Is that why, like, they're like, okay, we'll give you some hits, you know, for a perfect, because otherwise there'd be not a perfect. Has anybody ever done that?
Let's see.
Brian,
it would be a no-hitter, right? Five pitchers have thrown a no-hitter in both the American League and National League.
Oh, okay, so a perfect game and a no-hitter is different.
Let's see.
Pitching a perfect game and a no-hitter is different. Obviously, a no-hitter is a no-hitter.
What is a no-hitter?
We're learning about baseball.
We're learning right on
this. We're supposed to be reporting sports. Hey, you know what? No, this is good knowledge to know.
Okay.
Your listeners need to know this.
In baseball, a no-hitter is a game in which a team was not able to record a single hit through conventional means.
Conventional means? What does that even mean?
So in a game which a team that batted at least nine innings recorded no hits. And it's nine innings, not eight. So,
I mean, to me, that sounds like boom. Pitch at a glove.
Yeah. So that to you. So no hit.
That's impressive.
Perfect
game.
That
should be a perfect game. They should reword it. The perfect no-hitter game.
Let's see, Brian says no-hitter means no hits walk through. So, okay, so you can still, I don't know, this is confusing.
You can still hit the ball? Then that's trash.
Baseball's
I'm done with baseball,
Baseball's
dude.
Got too many rules, all right?
Dude, it's already a little soft, and now you're softening it up even more. You come on.
Listen to us like we could do anything.
I know, like, dude. I would run away from an 80-mile-an-hour pitch.
Yeah. You ever seen Randy Johnson throw a baseball? I'm not getting anywhere near that. My God.
It is. It's amazing, dude.
Well, guess what, Randy? Not good enough, all right?
Not good enough.
Not good enough.
I want it pitcher to glove the entire game. With everybody just in awe, jaws dropped, like, oh, my God, nobody can hit this, dude.
This is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. That's what I'm looking for.
Anyway.
That's your sports of sport. I'm getting out of here after that one, man.
Yeah, this is a no-hitter of a break. Sports.
Do some research.
Brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
You're ruined. What up, Ric Flair?
Threw up my back. Good God, little John.
Nature boy over here.
Woo! All righty. 7:21, good morning, the Blamby Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
You know, there was a point where Ric Flair was getting into wrestling, and there was like, all right, I got to do something. Kind of like, you know, like a branding thing. Yeah. What would it be? He did a line of cocaine and went, woo!
That's it. Well, hell, Hacksaw Jim Duggett wasn't much different. He did, oh!
Stuck his tongue out the side of his mouth. Yeah. Should have taken a 2x4 into the ring. How about that?
Right there, man. God.
You know, simple.
Simple.
Effective.
Let's keep it easy. Let's just keep it easy. Anyway, it's 7:21. We got to get to it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports. Brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, I need something to drink, they got you covered, man. Stocked up. Bud Distributing.
My favorite was Hillbilly Jim.
Oh, he's good.
No. Classic. Anyway, let's do some scores real quick. Then we get to some stories here, man. Yeah. NBA yesterday. What's up?
No, I was saying, let's do this.
Heat beating the Hawks 115-91. And mind you, as I go through these scores, and I said this last hour, they're not going to be like 140-175 it usually is in the regular season. So it is the 2022 NBA playoffs first round. So what that means is it's the 2022 NBA playoffs, and we play defense first round. So the Heat 115, Hawks 91, Miami leads at 1-0. Celtics beating the Nets 115-114. Bucks beating the Bulls 93-86. See? And the Suns beating the Pelicans 110-99. Another kind of a low scoring game there, man.
Dude,
so
that's
gonna be fun to watch.
I know we sit here and we dog on the NBA because they don't play defense. All they do is just pull up and shoot threes. Like, the defense isn't there, which I think.
I'm talking pulling up, shooting half court shots now. It's ridiculous, dude.
I, This is probably the only basketball I would watch because back in our day, in the 90s,
back
dude,
in our day.
They played defense. You had guys like Rodman and Ewing and Barkley. And
the game just looked different,
just throwing elbows and playing rough basketball, man. And now it's just like, well, I'm just going to dribble, dribble, shoot.
Dude, it was rough. It was rough in the 90s, dude. It was a battle down there in the paint.
Yeah.
Dude, I just watched a video. Dude, Shaq, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I forgot what Shaq did, dude. Yeah. And you go back and watch the highlights. There's this one. It's the one where the dude throws the ball at him. He runs away, and I can't remember his name. But he backs this dude down in the paint. And, I mean, dude, it is 300-some pounds of just muscle and just grabs onto the rim. It's just different. It was different, man. Yep. So here's another thing. The March Madness that happened this year in college basketball, I think put some pressure on the NBA a little bit because it was so good. College basketball was so good. I think a lot of us were like, dude, screw the NBA. I'm going to start watching this because this is basketball. This is what I should be watching. So I think the pressure's on a little bit here.
Yeah.
And you know what? So far, the games have been pretty damn good. So
I think
there's some exciting basketball ahead of us here, man. Raptors going to be in Philadelphia playing the 76ers 7:30. This is tonight. Jazz going to be in Dallas playing the Mavs at 8:30. The Nugs, man. The Nugs. Isn't it funny? Denver. It's Denver Nuggets, too. It's just perfect.
Perfect.
The Nugs are going to be in Golden State playing the Warriors at 10 o'clock. Golden State leads that series 1-0. Major League Baseball yesterday. Tigers. It was postponed. Tigers in Kansas City was postponed because of rain. Tampa Bay beating the White Sox 9-3. Cubs beating the Rockies 6-4. There you go, Cubbies. Here we go. Let's get to pro football real quick. Actually, no, you did that story last week, that Tom Brady football story.
Yeah. Is that just in there now?
Yeah, it's just in there now. $518,000 ball that dude bought. Yeah.
Dude, he lucked out, man.
He lucked out.
He definitely lucked out.
College basketball, longest losing streak. I'm sorry, I'm just going through it here, man. Longest losing streak in Division I college basketball over. Is it Iona? Iona beat St. Peter's 8-5 in a Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference game last Thursday. Iona had lost 27 games to start the season and 33 overall counting the end of last season. Damn, dude, that's rough. There's a bit of irony to Iona snapping their losing streak against St. Peter's. In 2018, St. Peter's snapped its own 78-game losing streak against Iona. Dude, what do you do as a team, Eddie? Dude, 78 straight games.
They're lucky that they didn't shut that program down. All right,
what's the halftime? What's the locker room like at that point? It's like, coach, don't.
We could wrap this up, reallocate that money to other things. You know, that might be.
What do you say as a coach?
Yeah.
You get to the halftime locker room and you just say, hey, you know what? We lost the past 64.
I don't know what to do, guys. We are not winning.
Any got any ideas?
Yeah.
Kind of sad. But anyway, that streak was snapped.
Good job. Good job, guys.
One last one here real quick. Baseball. Let's get over to baseball, man. Over in Japan, 20-year-old pitcher named Roki Sasaki. Making history, man. Pitched the first perfect game in the Nippon Professional Baseball League since 94. In his next start, he pitched another 8 perfect innings.
That's
extending
crazy.
The streak to 17 consecutive perfect innings. Streak's still alive there, man. So let's get into it. What is it, Brock? What's a perfect?
So perfect game, and we had a guy call in, and he's a self-described baseball nerd, and he coaches. So a perfect game is no runner gets on first or gets through first. So, I mean, that means you could literally have a perfect game and every batter still gets a hit, but no one gets on first.
It's
27
not a
up.
Perfect game.
27 up, 27 down.
They need to reword it. So a no hitter, nobody hits the ball?
No hitter, no hits are made, and people, but I think
somebody can still hit the ball, though, I thought you said.
No. No hitter. Is like
it's
no
hand
one,
to glove the whole game.
Yeah, hand to glove, but you could still walk someone and get a no hitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there could be somebody on base.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as soon as somebody clicks it with the bat, it's not a no hitter.
It's no longer a no hitter.
Obviously, it's in the name.
I believe so. I was.
But I don't know. I say obviously it's in the name, but there's a lot of things in baseball that.
Yeah.
just because it's in the name doesn't mean that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you got seventh inning stretch to stretch out because it's so boring at that point. You're just like, all right, let's go.
By the way, I could hit a fastball.
No, you couldn't.
Before I could hit a hole-in-one in golf.
Look.
Put myself side by side all day long. I'm going to click a fastball before that ball goes into a hole for a hole-in-one. 100%.
Already a crappy snowy Monday. Don't make it worse for me.
How are you even on board with the other side of this? That's why I'm bringing it up.
With your stupidity.
You know how hard a hole-in-one is.
You know how hard a 100-mile-an-hour fastball is? Dude, you don't...
Yes, but I still think I can stick my bat out there and at least touch it.
Why don't we wrap this conversation up with this? You couldn't do either if the world's fate was... All right?
I'm not saying I could. But if it did happen, the baseball one would happen first.
I hope you
100%.
I hope you're standing in that batting cage. That thing is cranked up to 100. You trip on your shoelace and you take a baseball to the face. All right? That's what I hope happens. All right?
Hey, you know what? I can hit it with my head. Why couldn't I hit it with a bat?
Technically, I hit it. Yeah, that's it.
Just saying.
Moron.
I still stand by that argument. You're not going to budge me. It's your sports, you bastard.
Give baseball to the face. All right. That sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.